CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hello, everybody, boots and saddle on the air. Just relax and listen in your easy rocking chair. Music for the family in that good old fashioned way. We hope that we can please you, bring you sunshine.
Boots and Saddle is brought to you by Park Alleys, Canada's most unique live music venue, featuring roots, country, soul, and jazz 5 nights a week from Winnipeg, Manitoba. Find us at 730 Osborne or online at parkalleys.com.
Howdy!
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, friends. Welcome to another edition of Boots and Saddle, your humble home of honky-tonk and beautiful country music by beautiful country music singers. I am your host, Sean Burns, and I am coming right at you from a sweltering hot living room on the fringes of downtown Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. I'm back home and I'm in the living room recording this one a few days ahead of broadcast, and I have got some new and recently released music for you today from Caitlin Butts, Nicholas Campbell, Nicolette and the Nobodies, and more. Some beautiful country music by beautiful country music singers like Johnny Bush, Ian Tyson, Jeannie C. Riley, and more. Got lots to catch up on. Got a lot of stories to tell you. I'll be bending your ear here for the next hour as you continue to listen to Boots and Saddle. Thanks for joining me, folks. Hope you'll enjoy the show.
Me.
Wow, one of the most beautiful country music singers to ever do it. I don't care what you say, I don't really care what you think. Johnny Bush with the title track to his 1972 record, Whiskey River, as we shuffle on in the way that we always do. Well, it's actually Whiskey River / There Stands the Glass. And Johnny Bush, just in fine, fine voice. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking to yourself, self. Whiskey River, that's a Willie Nelson song. Nope, no. Now, Willie Nelson, he did record Whiskey River for his 1973 record Shotgun Willie. In 1978, Willie recorded it on a live record called Willie and Family Live. But Johnny Bush released it first in 1972, and he co-wrote the song. It peaked at number 14 on the U.S. Hot Country Songs and number 7 on the Canadian RPM Country Tracks in 1972 for Johnny Bush. Willie had a little bit better of a showing in 78, peaking at number 12 on the U.S. Hot Country Songs and number 3 here in Canada on the RPM charts. But for me, unpopular opinion. I've got an unpopular opinion for you. I don't care for the Willie Nelson version of Whiskey River. I don't like it. I never liked it. I had to play it once in a band, and it wasn't enjoyable, and neither was that band. However, the Johnny Bush version, just unreal. Now, Johnny Bush, if you're familiar with that 60s stuff, you know, a little bit more of the shades of the Ray Price thing, but he still had that big, big voice. And there are people down in the great state of Texas, in the Republic of Texas, in the sovereign nation of Texas right now today, that are keeping that Johnny Bush dance hall honky tonk country music alive. You know, you look to folks like Justin Trevino, or even more so Jake Hooker and the Outsiders. Jake playing upright bass and singing the tunes, and he cops the Johnny Bush phrasing and the vocals, just like you just stretch into the top of your range. Oh my God, I'll just relax for a minute here, dude. Okay. It just gets me so excited. How you doing this week, folks? Thanks for tuning in. Want to send that one out to Will Neufeld. Tunes in every week. Sends me a nice little message. We talked about shuffles last week. Will, there's a shuffle for you. Johnny Bush from the great state of Texas. I'm fried, if I'm being honest with you. I'm recording this one today on a Friday night from home here in my living room. I got home today from my 11th flight in 12 days. Started out in Charlottetown, PEI last week. We talked since then, didn't we? We did. We spoke since then. And then on Monday night, we were at the Calgary Stampede at the Wild Rose Saloon, just a big old tent, like 4,000 sweaty people in there for the Core Blunt Show. And then came home for 17 hours. Got to pick Violet up from daycare and put her down and take her the next morning before I went back to the airport and went out to Ottawa for the Ottawa Blues Fest. Caught some of Charlie Crockett's set. It was good to finally see Charlie Crockett. It was fine. It was great to see Sidecar, Jacob the bass player, and kick it with him and the rest of the band after the show for a little while. And then we played last night, Thursday night, and flew home today. Sarah and Violet and the doggy, they're all out camping, which, if you know me, is like one of my least favorite activities. I'm an indoor cat. But I'm going to go out there tomorrow and meet them, so I am recording the show here today, a few days ahead of initial broadcast on the mighty CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Of course, we air on CJTM in Toronto on Thursdays, but we'll talk more about that later. I mentioned our show at the Calgary Stampede. Sure was great to see a lot of friends there, a lot of old friends, a lot of new friends, a lot of medium friends, a lot of good friends. And, you know, we, of course, paid a little tribute to the late, great Ian Tyson, who was like a mentor and really a friend to Corb Lund and gave Corb the seal of approval. So it's always a special thing playing an Ian Tyson song with Corb, but it hits just a little bit different and a little bit harder when you're doing it in Alberta and especially at the Calgary Stampede. So let's go to a beautiful version of one of Ian's most classic tunes live at Longview in Longview, Alberta, 2002, I think at the hall, the community hall in town there. Great little collection of tunes. Here's Ian Tyson with Someday Soon on Boots and Saddle.
There's a young man that I know, just heard 21 comes from down in southern Colorado, just out of the service, looking for his fun. Someday soon, going with him. Someday soon. And the parents, they can't stand him, 'cause he works the rodeos. Daddy said that he will leave me crying. Oh, but I would follow him right down the roughest road of home. Someday soon, going with him. Someday soon. When he come to call, my boy ain't got a good word to say. Ah, but I bet he's just as wild in his younger days.
Because sitting there, and seven times he's asked me for a date. And Mrs. Taylor sure seems to use a lot of ice whenever he's away. And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary had to leave this town? And shouldn't Gwyneth Jones be told to keep her window shades off or completely down?
I'm Eric Sturman, proud owner of Assiniboine Carpet and Upholstery. Are you tired of facing the same issues every time you have your carpets cleaned? It's time for a change. With our meticulous care and guaranteed results, we ensure your satisfaction, backed by our written guarantee. Assiniboine Carpet and Upholstery, where quality meets assurance. Let's transform your carpets today.
Assiniboine Carpet and Upholstery, the last word in carpet cleaning.
It's teardrop time. I'm all alone again. It's teardrop time. My baby's gone again. My happiness has left.
Not quite, not even close, really. Not the hard honky-tonk that we're used to in that first set of songs every week. But some classic songs and some nice songs as well. That was Dottie West with It's Teardrop Time from her 1967 record With All My Heart and Soul. That's a beautiful song. It's a little slick. Of course it is. It was produced by Chet Atkins for RCA Victor. Written by Buddy Mize and the great Dallas Frazier. Now, Dallas Frazier wrote so many great songs and hit songs. A lot of them, you know, a little sentimental, like There Goes My Everything, for example. But also some great honky-tonkers. Anyways, I was looking for an excuse for a Dottie West song, and I found one. And before that, Harper Valley PTA, the title track to Jeannie C. Riley's 1968 record. She was caused quite a stir, you know, in 1968. There was no real, like, sex symbols in country music back then. And the song was written by Tom T. Hall. Harper Valley PTA sold over 6 million copies as a single, made Jeannie C. Riley the first woman to top both the Billboard Hot 100 and the U.S. Hot Country Singles charts with the same song, but not at the same time, a feat that would not be repeated until Dolly Parton's 9 to 5, 13 years later. It was also Jeannie's only top 40 pop hit. 9 to 5, I don't like that one either. Ian Tyson kicking us off with Someday Soon, a beautiful live version from his Live at Longview record in 2002. And, you know, like I said, something just hits a little harder playing that song with Corby at the Calgary Stampede. I'm not going to lie to you, friends, because this is one of the only places where I don't lie to you. I had some tears in my eyes there at the, what did I call it, the Wild Rose Saloon? I think it's the Wild Horse Saloon, whatever it was called. That sweaty tent there a few days ago, I had some tears in my eyes as we played Someday Soon for the folks at the Calgary Stampede. You are tuned to Boots and Saddle right now, friends. I am your host, Sean Burns. I'm just cooking, literally and figuratively. Want to remind you that if you can't tune in Winnipeg or in Toronto on the dial, you can find archived episodes of the show updated every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Central, the Boots and Saddle Show on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. You want to dig a little deeper, I'll invite you to follow along with the Boots and Saddle Show on the Instagram or the Facebook at Boots and Saddle Show. And I want to thank all of our subscribers on Substack, bootsandsaddle.substack.com. Thanks for, subscribing, especially our paid subscribers. It is a fantastic way to show your support for the show. It takes a lot of time and energy to craft this thing, and I do it because I love it. But I do appreciate you showing your support. You get at least one blast every month, a little wrap-up newsletter. And then if I'm feeling a little inclined, I will pen something else if I can. Let's get to a block of new and recently released tunes here for you. Now, most of these are, at best, recent, but they're all 2024 songs, releases. We're going to go to Peterborough, Ontario, to hear something from young Nicholas Campbell. I think I played a song from Nicholas back on episode 2, but I'm such a huge fan of this young fella. I don't know how old he is now, maybe 20, maybe 21, but he is undoubtedly a shit-hot guitar player, just a killer guitar player. He's got great guys backing him up too, a little older than he is, probably guys around my age, around, you know, 40 or their late 30s. Rob Foreman on the bass and like Matt Greco on the drums, staples of the scene out there in Peterborough, and experienced touring musicians that are backing Nicholas up. He's a great guitar player. He sings country music very, very well. The sky is the limit for this kid. Easily my favorite Canadian artist under 30, and none of them are doing it like him. None of them can rip on the guitar like him. He's really knowledgeable, as you'll hear, with the country music, with the rockabilly, with the rock and roll. His new record, Gonna Have a Ball Tonight, came out back in February. Here's Nicholas Campbell with Train Done Gone on Boots and Saddle.
Told my baby I was leaving town. She said, please, daddy, now won't you hang around? I said, I really have to leave. She said, pretty baby, now don't you make me grieve. And the trains done gone without me. Looking for my baby, now I can't leave. And the trains done gone without me. That woman's gonna be the death of me. Late one even had a mental disease. Had to take a freight train to put mine at ease. I told my gal I had to go. She said, if you leave me, boy, my top is gonna blow. And the train's done gone without me. Looking for my baby, now I can't leave. And the train's done gone without me. Woman's gonna be the death of me. I was hardly alive. I got a ticket for the train. I got to the station, they ain't even know my name, and the train's done gone without me. Lucky for my baby, now I can leave, and the train's done gone without me. That woman's gonna be the death of me. I said that train's done gone without me. Lucky for my baby, now I can leave, and the train's done gone without me. That woman's gonna be the death of me. Oh no, that woman's gonna be the death of me. Oh no, that woman's gonna be the death of me.
Is brought to you by Park Alleys, located at 730 Osborne Street in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Check them out at parkalleys.com.
If cigarettes were Valentine's, I'd be your lover boy. If whiskey drops were kisses, I'd never act so cold. Whiskey drops ain't kisses, and my smile is just a friend. Cigarettes ain't Valentine's, I guess I let you down. Instead of pining, I'd be signing, trying to sweep you off your feet.
I bet you found another love and you're out running around. Cigarettes ain't Valentine's.
Nicolette from Nicolette and the Nobodies, and you are listening to Boots and Saddle.
Was pretty bitchin'. Four pack there of some new and recently released music, all kind of on the fringes of country music. That was Nicolette and the Nobodies out of Guelph, Ontario, with Didn't Know. Their latest record, The Long Way, came out in April, and I narrowly missed Nicolette and the Nobodies the other night at the Ottawa Blues Fest. Just missed their set. Hope to catch them in Elora, Ontario next month at Riverfest. We're playing on the same day as they are, so I hope to catch them. They look like they're having quite a good year behind this new record, so congratulations once again to Nicolette and the Nobodies. Kind of more of like a cowpunk band to me. She's got a great voice. Love her voice. And a lot of energy. Real bitchin', as I said. In before that, originally from the Rocky Mountains of Western Canada, but now calling Nova Scotia home, the McMillan's Camp Boys with a single from back in February featuring the Darnings, If Cigarettes Were Valentines. That's a nice one. Want to thank Brian Saunderson in Kamloops, British Columbia, the host of a great radio program called Hurtin' for Real. Check him out at hurtinforreal.com. Brian turned me onto that one. Of course, Brian also penned the little write-up on the back of my Lost Country record, a good citizen and friend and ally in country music. Thank you, Brian. Before that, from the great state of Oklahoma, we've heard a whole bunch. I mean, three, four, maybe five off of this brand new record from Caitlin Butts called Roadrunner that came out at the end of June. Today we heard a really beautiful one called That'll Never Be Me. And kicking it off from Peterborough, Ontario, look out, folks. Look out for this kid. I'm going to keep saying it. Nicholas Campbell with a great song called Train Done Gone from his latest record. Gonna Have a Ball Tonight came back out in February. You know, there's no gimmick. There's no, like, you know, no fancy clothes or fancy haircuts or fancy showmanship or any pretension or any bullshit to Nicholas Campbell. Just rocking stuff. Haven't seen him live yet. Really hope to catch him and the band at some point. Told them once or twice, but I think they do really well in Western Canada for what it's worth. They probably do even better where it matters. Folks, you're tuned to Boots and Saddle. I'm your host, Sean Burns, and I got time for one more block of tunes here. I'm going to hit you with a handful of songs from some friends and acquaintances in the province of Alberta. You know, I've been getting messages every week from folks after they've tuned into the show, whether they're tuning in live or they're tuning in on the Spotify or the Apple podcasts. I'm hearing from folks in California, in Texas, in Germany, in Manitoba, in Ontario, in Alberta, people telling me that they're enjoying the show, and I really appreciate you taking the time to do that. It means a lot to me. I want to thank you for sharing all of that. I'm glad that you're tuning in and you're into the program. Sometimes you're doing this. I've been doing shows on the road for the most part, in hotel rooms and sometimes here at home, and you never know who's actually listening or if anyone's listening. And like I said before, it does take a bunch of time to properly and adequately research and record, a lot of time and energy and effort to craft it, even though it's just a 1 hour program, not the 2 hours that I used to do. But it feels good to know that you're out there and you're listening and that it's resonating with some of you. So thank you for taking a minute to tell me that you're tuning in. A handful of folks told me in the last week here in Alberta. So thanks. I sincerely appreciate that. It's been too long. You know, this is episode 11 now since we relaunched, and we have not heard a song from my buddy Boots Graham. Now, we hear from Bootsy at the top of every show. Hello, everybody. Boots and Saddles on the air. You know, he's singing our jingle modeled after the Hank Williams Garden Spot jingle from 1950, his radio program. And Boots has done a lot of work for me. He's done a lot of design work. He designed the Lost Country hockey cards, designed a bunch of posters for me, some t-shirts, other stuff. I designed the logo to the Northern Report podcast, designed the logo for the Boots and Saddle before the hiatus, and now the updated Boots and Saddle logo. And he's a great songwriter, and he's a real beautiful country music singer, and he's a hard-working ranch man out there in Alberta. And, you know, his live show, especially back when he used to partake in the extracurriculars, he's a bit of a cartoon character, and I mean that with all due respect. Very, very entertaining man. And the live show, not dissimilar to like a Roger Miller kind of thing, a little playful, you know what I mean? But there's a sensitive side, there's a real thoughtful side, and there's a vulnerable side. And he's got this beautiful song from his recent record, his most recent record, Bucker 2 Buckaroo, which came out in 2022. Beautiful song called Happy Clown. I want to play it for you right now. I think it's among the finest of his songs. And he has a great number of them that I really do enjoy. Here's Boots Graham, Boots and the Hoots, with Happy Clown, right here on Boots and Saddle. Cheers, Boots.
Night I step on stage, do my best to engage folks who just won't look me in the eye. Every night I lay awake, think about the things I say, wondering if they heard my best lines. Sometimes I think I have it made, that the audience has stayed, hear me out, hear my songs. But most nights, no surprise, the empty look behind their eyes sells me out, tells me I was wrong. And that is why even us happy clowns cry. All I wanna do is make them laugh. My heart slowly breaks in halves. Another song goes unheard. I'll do my best to make them smile and take an inch for every mile. Take a piece of me at every turn. Another bar, another town, another drink I'll hurry down. It's getting harder now, see the light. Another 13 hours to go, play another empty show, hoping I can pay the band tonight. And that is why even us happy clowns cry. Even on a better night, bars full and a band is tied. People are dancing, I'm feeling proud. All it takes is a memory coming chasing after me, make me feel alone in that crowd. I wonder how my sweetheart's been, wondering if I'm behaving, if I finally wound up in jail. I know I won't be gone that long, that she'll be fine on her own. So I paint on my smile, pour out my heart, pack up my gear, and hit the road. And that is why even us happy clowns cry.
Radio static is my only company. The coffee's no good here, but it's hot and it's cheap. I got no money for the jukebox, singing memories. I want to hear a sweet song. Her better days been seen. Poured my drink a little stiff, left me spinning like a slot machine. The stains on the carpet, they remind me of home. Well, there's a single light bulb burning, so I guess I'm not alone. I got no money for the jukebox, singing memories.
Boots and Saddle Show is brought to you in part by the Emerald Club Tattoo Company. Located at 365 Eveline Street in Selkirk, Manitoba, Canada, it's just a short 35-kilometer drive north of downtown Winnipeg. Find them on Instagram at Emerald Club Tattoo or call 204-482-0020. The Emerald Club, Manitoba's favorite traditional tattoo shop.
Well, the plan's been hatched since the week before last. Kathleen left and she ain't come back. Bet my last dollar on a horse named Cat. You can guess what happened with that. So I board a scheme asking my roommate Skunk. Gonna go downtown in the morning sun. Find a teller at the credit union. Say, give me the money, I won't hurt no one. Gonna see me stuck in your TV on the morning news. The guy who bought my dirt bike, he's got a friend on the inside, and he knows just what I aim to do. 'Cause I'm sick and tired of living hand to mouth on a borrowed mattress in a broke down house. If I had some flow, I'd go down south, start a new life all by myself. Or I could bust my ass for a dime a day, but you don't get rich on honest pay. So I'll take it all and be on my way. Now listen closely to what I say.
she moans in the middle of night. Makes me say that someday I might lay down my heavy load and get on board and sing the song of a steamboat all day. Pillows on the sandy shore, sleep and dream all day. When that steamboat rounds that bend, you'll see the willows start to wave. Let that freight train roll on the rail. Let that airplane rumble and sail. But when I long to roam and ramble from home, I'll sing the song of a steamboat all day.
Well, four pack there for you, friends, from some Alberta based artists performing regularly around the Calgary, Alberta area. I think they're an 8-piece band. That's the Red Hot Hayseeds with a tune written by Merle Travis called Song of the Steamboat from the record released just about a year ago, a little more than a year ago, June of 2023, How the West Was Swung. I caught them live in Lethbridge at the Owl last year, I think. Last year, yeah. And I really enjoyed the show. Got some merch, and they're all real good folks. And before that, my little doggy, my favorite. I'm not much of the kind of person that says, oh, my favorite songwriter. You know, my policy on the singer-songwriters and the folks that take themselves overly seriously. But if I had to choose my favorite songwriter, it would be Carter Felker. Young Carter Felker hangs his hats in Calgary, Alberta, lived all over the province, and his fantastic record, Even the Happy Ones Are Sad, came out in 2022. We heard one today called Ski Mask. Makes me cry every time when he says, call my mother. I'm bleeding pretty bad. Before that, we heard from a band called Badlands out of Lethbridge, Alberta, with the title track to their 2023 record, Only the Sad Songs. And kicking it all off, my man Boots Graham, Boots and the Hoots, with Happy Clown, a beautiful song from his 2022 record, Buck or Two Buckaroo. Good work, Boots. Love that one. We're going to close things off with another Alberta-based artist, originally from Calgary, but she lives up in Edmonton now, my buddy Marielle Buckley. She was just here in Winnipeg for a great show at the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club. She had the place packed. I caught the last set, and I'm glad that I did. We're going to go back a few years to Marielle's 2018 record, Driving in the Dark, hear a real nice song called Rose Colored Frames to close it out today. Folks, you've been tuned to Boots and Saddle. I'm your host, Sean Burns. Thanks for tuning in today. Remember to find the archived episodes on the Spotify and the Apple Podcasts. Follow along with the Boots and Saddle Show on the Instagram and the Facebook, bootsandsaddle.substack.com, for your monthly newsletter and sometimes more. Appreciate you tuning in on CJTM in Toronto and on home base, the mighty CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, in our highly coveted 11 a.m. to noon slot every Tuesday. Boots and Saddles brought to you by Park Alleys, located at 730 Osborne Street in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Check them out at parkalleys.com. Thanks for tuning in with me this week, friends. Hope you enjoyed the show. Have a great week. We'll chat later.
I must be looking through rose-colored frames, and no matter how brightly the sun might be shining, things could never be the same. So while I'm living in the darkness of shame,
shining. Things could never be the same. So while I'm living in the darkness of shame, I'll still be living.
Friends, that looks like that's about all the time we got. We sure enjoyed playing here for you today, and we hate to leave, but we'll be back with you before long, so keep listening. Remember the folks that make it possible for us to drop around with you, too. This is Hank Williams speaking for all the boys, saying best of luck and health to you, and thanks a whole lot for listening.